In that video, this woman came to Jesus at her house. They were visiting. Jesus was an honored guest. And so they were having food, a celebration, and then this lady turns up. Imagine you're in that house, okay? Imagine, let's put our imagining caps on, everybody. Imagine you're in the house. The events unfold. What would have been your feelings and reactions about what happened? See, this woman, they call in the Bible a sinner. And we don't know exactly what she did, but she was viewed as an outcast. She was not welcome there, and it would have been a really kind of shameful thing to happen. And so, imagine you're there, this is happening, the sinner is approaching Jesus, she's crying, she's got her hair out, which was a really bad thing to do for a Jewish lady. To get your hair out in public was not done. So she's crying and she's got her hair out and she's wiping away her tears from Jesus' feet. We can see in the next slide. And she's got perfume and oil, which is really expensive, and she pours it all over Jesus' feet, anointing him. See, it was a big social no-no. Would you have been kind of shocked and aghast at kind of what was happening before your eyes? Or would you have seen this woman pouring out her life, her desperation, at Jesus' feet? I wonder how we would have responded. You see, in this story, there are three people that we're going to look at. We're going to look at Jesus. In our next slide, we've got a picture of Jesus. We're going to look at the woman, and we're going to look at the Pharisee. So this woman comes to Jesus. Why do you think she came to Jesus? Any ideas? What do you think? To be forgiven. Brilliant. Fantastic. She did. We've talked, haven't we, about sin, and she knew how much she needed to be forgiven. She longed to be forgiven. She knew that Jesus could do that. We don't know if she'd met Jesus before or anything like that. The Bible doesn't tell us, but we suspect maybe she'd heard of him and knew. And she recognized in Jesus that he was someone that could offer her forgiveness. She knew what she had done, and she knew she needed him. So that's the woman. One commentator said that she was completely oblivious of public opinion. It didn't matter to her. All that mattered was her deep emotion and her encounter with Jesus. See, she reacted to Jesus' presence in a way because she knew who he was. But how about the Pharisee? Do you think the Pharisee understood that Jesus forgave sins? No, we've got shaking of heads down here. How about you? Do you agree with my shaking of heads? He didn't get it, did he? He didn't understand. He reacted with grumbling and moaning. I wonder, do some of us sometimes grumble about maybe some of our brothers and sisters that we think, oh, surely they're not fit to come here? Or do we think that? Maybe we don't. Maybe you're much better people than me. But sometimes we might, mightn't we? We don't understand what's God doing in their lives. They're really rich and they're just awful. How can God love them? Or they've done really bad things. How can God love them and forgive them? But remember, we've got that scale. God loves all of us. All of us. There is no sin too great that God cannot forgive. So the Pharisee didn't get it. He didn't understand. And so Jesus takes this moment to teach. And he tells this parable. Can any of you remember the parable that Jesus told in that story? Anyone else? And if not, I can come back to you. Go on, tell me what the parable was. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at our picture. So the next picture. So we've got, you were almost right. So there was these two people that owed this person some money, owed a lot of money. One person owed 500 days worth of their salary, of their wages, and the other owed 50. And so Jesus tells this story that actually the guy forgives them both their debt. And he uses this story to kind of teach the Pharisee and those at dinner to say, actually, it doesn't matter whether you sinned little, whether you sinned great, whether you've 500 denarii like maybe the woman's sin accounted to, or the kind of 50 denarii that maybe the Pharisee thought he was at. It did not matter, because actually God forgives all sin. He finishes his teaching moment by saying this verse that we had at the beginning of our service. Her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little. See, the woman, she knew how much she'd been forgiven. She was like the 500 denarii in the story, like we said. She knew how much she'd been forgiven. She realized it and knew it. And so she loved with all her heart and showed all this love to Jesus. See, Jesus said to the Pharisee, I came to your house, but you didn't wash my feet. That was normal for an honored guest to have their feet washed. The Pharisee didn't do that, but the lady did with her tears. He said to the Pharisee, you didn't kiss me, which is a greeting quite common to honored guests when I came in. But this lady's not stopped kissing my feet. He said, you didn't anoint my head with oil, but this lady anointed my feet. And feet were really unseemly things. It was a really kind of degrading thing to do. But she did it because she realized who she was, and she wanted to honor Jesus, to love him the way she knew he loved her. The Pharisee didn't get it, but this woman did. See, in the world's eyes, the Pharisee was a much better person, but Jesus knows his love for all people. So what does that mean for us? Well, I think for us it means that we need to acknowledge the times when we don't live God's way, when we understand that there is no sin too great that we can't be forgiven. So if we need to say sorry, then we should say sorry. If we need to do something we haven't done, then we should do that. And if we need to say sorry to God, God forgives us and is happy to do so. It means, secondly, living lives that are full of joy and thankfulness. The woman poured out her love in a kind of worship offering. That's what we do on Sundays. We come to offer our worship to God, our thankfulness, and our joy for knowing him, for having his forgiveness. So let's keep doing that. Let's keep growing in knowledge of God's love, that we would know his forgiveness and really know it and understand it, and that that would pour out in our joy of life, living for him. And then thirdly, that might affect how we live, that we would live lives that kind of honour Jesus, that live his way, that we would see others through his eyes, that we would love other people like he loves them, in our friends and our neighbours and our family. So because we have been forgiven much, like the lady was forgiven much, she knew how much she loved Jesus. It's not saying that the Pharisee didn't, but she got it more. She understood how much she'd been forgiven. When we understand just how much we've been forgiven, we can give thanks to Jesus for his love and live our lives for him. So I'm going to just say a prayer now to end so that we can say that to God, that we can commit to knowing his love more and accepting his forgiveness. So let's pray. God, we thank you for this story from the Bible. We thank you for Jesus' love for us. We thank you for his forgiveness. We thank you that we can say sorry and we are forgiven. Help us to know that. Help us to live lives fully aware of that. Lives that serve you, God, and give glory to your name, that we may love people like you do. So may we do that this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.